Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. WeChat Pay has entered the European mobile payments market. A study has revealed the popularity of live streaming video in the United States and in-app purchases in the German gaming industry are on the rise. WeChat Pay has entered the European mobile payments market. Thanks to a collaboration with Wirecard, European retailers can now accept payments from WeChat Pay. WeChat Pay is the most popular mobile wallet in China with 600 million active users. Its entry into Europe means that European businesses now have an easier way to sell to Chinese consumers. Chinese tourists spent more than any other nationality last year, spending $261 billion abroad, according to figures from the United Nations World Tourism Organization. A spokesperson from Wirecard commented on WeChat's entry into Europe, saying, "For every retailer targeting Chinese consumers in the segment of luxury travel or entertainment, this is a must-have payment option." A study by Majid has examined the popularity of live streaming video in the US. It was found that 48% of US internet users watch live streams at least once a week, with almost a quarter watching live streams daily. However, 28% said they had never watched a live stream, showing that this sector still has plenty of room for growth. When questioned about why they watched live streams, the most popular answer cited by a quarter of respondents was that it made the viewer feel updated and informed. A fifth said that it made them feel as if they were part of an event. In-app purchases in the German gaming industry are on the rise, according to research by BIU. In-app payments for virtual goods and other add-ons within games in Germany totaled €659 million in 2016, up 17% on the previous year. The largest increase in in-app spend was seen in mobile gamers compared to PC and console gamers. At the same time, revenues generated by paid-for games went down. The result suggests that while gamers in Germany are becoming more reluctant to pay for games up front, they are becoming more open to paying for extras within the games themselves. It seems that game developers targeting the German market would therefore be wise to produce games that are free to play but have plenty of in-app purchase opportunities. The country currently has 3.9 million players of free-to-play games. Various newspapers, including the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, are calling for US federal lawmakers to make newspapers exempt from antitrust laws. The newspapers have banded together to form a group called the News Media Alliance and are seeking permission to negotiate collectively against companies such as Google and Facebook. The News Media Alliance claims that it's currently difficult for individual newspapers to negotiate effectively with the technology supergiants, but that as a group they will have more clout. The News Media Alliance has said that it wants stronger intellectual property protections, better support for subscription models, and a fair share of revenue and data. A spokesperson said the unique role news media continue to play in American politics and history makes it crucial to ensure a fairer fight for revenue between news publishers and these massive information gateways. And finally, Alibaba has showed off some of its new technology at a staffless coffee shop at its annual Taobao Maker Festival. The coffee shop called Tao Cafe is part of Alibaba's new retail strategy whereby technology and big data are used to optimize online and offline stores to improve the customer experience. At Tao Cafe, users can scan a QR code on Alibaba's Taobao app when they enter the coffee shop, where they are then tracked by cameras using facial recognition technology. The cameras will track what they pick up and will automatically charge the user's mobile wallet when they leave the cafe. Alibaba says that the temporary Tao Cafe is a proof of concept That shows that AI and data technology can be successfully used in the offline world. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.